Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast. Coming up on this week's show, I'm in France, in Les Deux Alpes to be precise, and I'm still working. Sony Ericsson's Xperia Play is out today, so where is it on Vodafone and O2? And have you been having problems with the 3DS? Or is it all cobblers? Zoom is landing this week, and so is the Desire S. And the new T3 is on its way. We'll have a leaf. And by we, I mean back in the studio, the lovely Ree Morgan and the man they call when no one else will come. It's T3's Mr. Duncan Bell.
Bonjour.
Yeah. Bonjour, ça va?
Bonjour, Luxembourg.
Ça va bien, merci, et toi?
Ah oui. Bon.
What? What are you talking about? Have you been on the après-ski by any chance, Dan? That's the most incomprehensible intro ever.
It is after skiing, and therefore après, yes.
So you're pissed?
Or more accurately, snowboarding in my case. No, okay. I've been taking it easy, you know.
Good, good. Well, it makes sense for somebody else to be drunk on this podcast. I'm just drunk on Lemsip and power.
Anyway, Duncan, what remarkable thing has happened to you this week, if anything?
Well, I've got two observations this week. You know the multitasking on the iPhone, which nobody really likes? It also makes the home button wear out much faster, because mine practically has, because you have to do all the kind of double pressing of it. So that's a right pain in the ass. But the other thing I've noticed this week, in fact, I noticed a while ago, but I haven't got anything more interesting to talk about, so I've kept this one stored up, is, you know, Groupon, the popular discount thing?
Everybody loves it. I've done my first Groupon as of last week, actually.
Brilliant. Well, apparently the company that makes it is valued at like £15 billion, and no sort of bubble there waiting to burst. But I think possibly the reason it's valued so highly is because it gives an amazing insight into the health of the British economy. Because basically, if you want to know what sectors of the British economy are basically, you know, knackered, to avoid using the vernacular, you just look at your Groupon email every day. Because every single day, I swear to God, it's some kind of fun restaurant Happy Meal and some kind of cosmetic procedure.
Yeah, or massage. Yeah, usually massage.
Teeth whitening, I always notice. Unless they're tailored in some way to what people's different needs are.
Yeah, so maybe.
They're like, oh, Duncan's teeth are terrible, so he needs... Like every single day, honestly, it's like Brazilian wax, teeth whitening, two-for-one meal at a kind of Mongolian-themed restaurant in Chiswick.
Well, so, I bought some business class flights.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's actually useful. God.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it is tailoring, I'm gutted that you got that. I did not see that email.
But I mean...
No photo shoot for me. I'm flying BMI.
I think I'm going to start taking advantage of it at some point. I'm basically going to have all of my hair removed, have my teeth, laser. What, everything seems to involve lasers, like remove your hair with lasers,
well, you can
whiten
have
your teeth.
You can
with
have
lasers.
All your hair removed and then regrown, which is nice.
Probably also with lasers. Like probably. A slightly different type of laser imagine. Makes your hair regrow.
Yeah.
And my downstairs region sort of beautifully coiffed. Yes. And there's something called a Brazilian blow dry.
Yeah, that's for your hair, your actual hair in your head.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm assuming that doesn't mean what I think it means.
No, it doesn't.
Is it the shape of your hair? Is it like a Mohican?
No, it's like they use special lotions on it.
Seems to know too much about this. Anyway, a little insight there, I feel. But on to our top story. And who would release a handheld game of these days?
Who
no sooner does the Xperia Play land than two of the biggest networks say they're delaying it, and poor old Nintendo. If it's not headaches and dizziness affecting 3DS users, it's a black screen of death. They've had a little rocky week, these two.
Yeah.
But let's get to the bottom of this. The 3DS first. Has this been fixed?
Apparently, there's a patch.
Yeah.
But
well,
I'm
the jury's
sure.
still out because it's not been out long enough. People seem to have the sort of spate of people reporting that their thing has kind of completely knacked. Seems to have slowed since the release of the patch, the firmware upgrade. So, fingers crossed.
How's T3 3DS doing?
It's doing all right. It seems to be, but you know, we're so busy, we're not sitting down playing games all day.
We only use ours for looking at porn.
Don't,
and so
don't give the impression that you're working.
Yeah, it's fine. We're so busy, but no, we haven't.
We haven't touched it since we got the free one in the office. It just sits there, completely wasted on us. But it does but work fine. Last
it
time
works
I checked.
Fine. It seems to work. And the guys, we've got official Nintendo here, and they haven't seemed to be complaining about it.
Yeah, maybe it is the porn downloaders. No, it can't be that. It seems to be Ghost Recon mainly. Seems to cause the most problems.
Yeah, there seems to be like a few games that cause it to happen.
So don't play Ghost Recon.
Yeah,
that would always be my advice anyway.
Why would you? Why would
you? What about the old dizziness and headaches?
Oh, I'm so fed up of hearing about
that. Yeah, I was like, really? Like, didn't they say that, you know, TV gave you dizziness and headaches, like, when it first came out, and then
It started out as, like, sort of slight motion sickness, whatever. I mean, my experience with it did make my eyes feel a bit funny, so I sort of dialed down the 3D. But you start seeing things now where people are saying, oh, it gave me a migraine.
Yeah.
It made me projectile vomit. It made me murder my family.
Yeah. It's giving me a tumour.
Yeah. You just think, are you looking for a lawsuit here, maybe? Is that...
Nintendo have said they've released an official statement. We've had zero calls on this issue in both the UK and across Europe since the Nintendo 3DS launch. Goes on, each person is different, and therefore we advise consumers that when using their Nintendo 3DS, they need to find the distance and angle that's most comfortable for them. Do you do that, Duncan?
I do, yes, I do. Yes, I just simply don't look at it or use it in any way.
Use the built-in depth slider, as we've already discussed, to select the level of 3D they enjoy the most. The 3D effect can be scaled back or even turned off completely.
Do you know
which
is a good
point? You can turn the 3D off.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, so exactly all these people getting headaches, just turn it down a bit.
Yeah, or just bloody grow up. Man up, you losers. What's wrong with a bit of migraine, spontaneous vomiting and tumours?
It's fine.
That's what made this country great.
Let's just not say that ever again.
Okay, well, that's the 3DS done and dusted. Xperia Play is out today.
Well, is it?
It is out today.
It's sort of moot.
Not on O2 or Vodafone.
And not on Orange either, I don't think.
I'm not sure about Orange, but I know Vodafone and O2 have said that.
Oh, sorry, O2, not Orange. I always get those two mixed up. Yeah, Vodafone are saying it's because... Sony Ericsson have told them lack of supply, but O2 are saying it's because they don't really think it's quite ready.
Vodafone's come out with an interesting one. They've said Sony Ericsson have advised us, although they use the plural there, which is incorrect. That's very poor grammar from Vodafone. Sony Ericsson has advised us that they will not be able to supply the Sony Ericsson Xperia Play to meet the original launch date of the 1st of April. We are working closely with Sony Ericsson to ensure your phone is delivered as soon as possible.
Oh, won't be able to meet it at all. God, yeah. I thought initially it was just shortages, so you might have to scrap for it. Well, we've seen it, obviously, and although the hardware is nice, it does seem the software is not quite the finished
bit laggy. Like, we were playing with it, and it does tend to freeze from time to time.
Yeah.
And the key, as an actual thing, and we've already discussed, you know, the keys aren't right. It's plastic key.
Yeah.
Really, if you're really burning to see this, you're going to be disappointed. So the fact that it's delayed, you know.
I definitely advise to go and see it first before you, like, take the plunge.
And also look into what games are available for it, because you might be a little bit underwhelmed, to be quite honest. Because I think the problem, it's like a perception problem, isn't it? Not in the Nintendo sense, but in the way that this was trailed, partly by Sony Ericsson... Partly, maybe even mainly, by people writing about it and sort of anticipating what it was going to be like. The phrase that was always used was PSP phone. Well, this ain't a PSP phone. You know, it plays Sony-type games. The rest are just Android games.
Yeah.
It's an Android phone that plays games well.
Yeah, exactly. Basically.
BFD, as the young people say, or SFW, or whatever.
What's that?
Big flipping deal.
Oh, right.
And so there flipping what?
Oh. It's a kid's
excellent. Not, well, there is.
FTW.
Thank
I'm just going to speak only in acronyms for the rest of this podcast now. LOL.
There's plenty more. Where
you just carry on,
let me say,
carry on without me. Ruffle.
Let me say, here is the news. Yes, the official announcement of this year's addition to the Call of Duty franchise will be made next month, according to PlayStation Magazine, although that's this month, April. PSM3, it says the first gameplay footage of Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 is expected within a few weeks.
Meanwhile, coming out next week is the Motorola Zoom. The Honeycomb tablet will be on sale. Thanks for that, Dan. Will be on sale at Dixon's, Currys, PC World and Carphone Warehouse. Expect the Wi-Fi only 32 gigabyte version to be around £500 or £20 more than the equivalent iPad 2.
And expect that price to come down rapidly. Meanwhile, news of a Galaxy S Plus has been leaked on a Samsung official blog over in Russia. The S update looks to share the same body but gets a 1.4 GHz processor with 8 GB of storage and 4-inch Super AMOLED display. Word is, it goes on sale next month.
Vodafone has announced it's to offer the hotly anticipated HTC Desire S with Android 2.4 from the 8th of April. The 3.7-inch unibody phone is available to pre-order right now. Just a little soothing to tempt you away for the wait for the iPhone 5.
And while we wait for the iPhone 5 and its much-rumoured near-field communication chip, MasterCard has managed to put NFC on a SIM card, potentially bringing near-field payments to all GSM phones. The company hopes it will pave the way for mass commercial rollouts of NFC payments across the world.
And finally, if you've been having trouble picking up a 3DS at Tesco, that's because game staff have been snapping them all up. A leaked memo showed game staff are encouraged to snap up stocks at their local Tesco, which is selling them cheaper. Crafty. So they could be flogged at their own stores.
What?
Yeah, they've been buying them. Have they been given like a grand or something?
Because they can't sell them as new, they're selling them in the pre-owned bit.
Yeah, the pre-owned sections.
So people who work, let me get this straight, at a gaming shop specifically are going to a rival store that isn't a gaming shop to buy up their stock because it's cheaper in order to sell for more money at their own stock as second hand.
Yeah.
What?
Basically,
WTF?
That is
one of the most outrageous things I've heard this week.
I know.
The Galaxy S Plus, that's a bit weird because the Galaxy S 2 is coming out next month,
yeah,
I think.
I know,
or
yeah.
Should be anyway.
Yeah, I think it's gonna sit between the S and the S 2. So
why does Samsung do that?
Because the specs aren't better than the S 2.
Nah, rubbish. Maybe it's for people who are frightened by the sheer speed.
Two?
Oh yeah, but don't like they think number 2 is like a bad thing. Well, number 2 is a bad
you
thing.
See,
you're
only
holding a number
a
2 in your hand.
No, you don't.
Do you, Dan?
The S, I think, looks better than the S2. So if this looks like the S, I'd be quite impressed by it, actually.
I think Dan's scared of the number 2.
So it's for people like Dan.
Yeah.
Strange.
Yeah. Anyway.
Skiing people.
Time to see.
Boarding people.
Time to see what you've been tweeting to at T3DOTCOM. Duncan, two tweets for you.
Two tweets. Okay. Connell 2. Well, sorry about what we said earlier about the number 2 there, Connell. Sure, that doesn't apply to you. Connell O'Malley says, I updated my hashtag 3DS the other day. The day I got it and suffered the black screen of death last night after playing a regular DS game. So no, didn't fix it.
Oh,
in answer to our question. Yeah. If I'd read just a little bit further down the script, I wouldn't have made a fool of myself earlier. Oh, well. And, Big in Pots.
Big Pinos.
Big Pinos.
Yeah.
I like what he's done there. Is he? Do you think that guy's actually a wine fan, or is he that some kind of reference to his penis?
Yeah, I think we're meant to like.
We've had this discussion.
Say it quick.
We've had this discussion. What about his penis?
It's so boring.
Anyway, he says, quote from last week, I think I've got good 3D vision. I think you said that, didn't you, Dan?
Yes.
And then an arrow pointing to that saying, first class journalism from t3.com.
Which I think is ironic.
Any journalism. It's more sort of.
Yeah.
I think he's
mocking us. Like, I don't think he's.
That was just meant to be a bit of whimsy. It wasn't meant to be journalism, was it? Was that meant to be journalism, Dan?
Something like that.
Oh, it was. Oh, okay. In that case, he's mocking you. So bad luck. Anyway, then he says, "Actually, another good podcast."
Whey.
Redeeming himself.
Thanks. He must have had a lot of wine,
or a lot of penis.
Right, my tweets now. And yeah, you've been telling us your allegiances between Android Army or Team Apple. Twitter, Timo Wheat. Android. I'm not sure if that's how you did it, but he did say that.
So who's he backing?
I don't know. It's
too ambiguous.
One. Yeah. I don't know. Then Michael Wynn. Team Apple here.
Well, that's pretty straightforward.
Smiley face.
Then Mark Deneau, I want to say Android having a Sony X10, but with a lack of updates and Apple have all the good apps, I'm being swayed. Could be a tone quote there.
So what does that make waverer. Him?
He's like just on the wall.
Yeah.
I don't think
conscientious objector.
Yeah.
Well, a few people have been pointing out some shortcomings in all this. Phil Jones, 88. You guys have forgot the secret WP7, by which I think he means Windows Phone 7, Ninja Army, who are just coming over the brow of the hill as we speak.
Yeah. It's a small select gathering, isn't it? It's more like a sort of special forces team. Yeah. About three people.
Yes, crack like the SS. Commando unit.
The SS, yes, just like the SS. Yeah.
I didn't mean that.
Sihi, Simon Hitchin, what if I'm neither Apple or Android, he asks. And Sticker Boy, also known as Kenny,
get stuffed.
On a similar vein, neither. I'm Team HP. Hurrah.
No, you are HP because no one else
yeah,
is.
Yeah, he's a WebOS man.
Facepalm.
Well, that team might grow this year.
You never know. Mm. You never know. No. Anyway, what have we got for our gadget of the week? Have you bought anything?
Well, I have. And I know we slated it a bit earlier in this podcast, but my gadget of the week is the Sony Ericsson Xperia Play. Listen, Dan, it's here.
Hey!
Listen to that action. Plastic. Listen to that action. It's actually here in real life. You can't
quality.
See
it. It's like a VW Golf.
Yeah. But yeah, so... Yeah, I've been playing with
okay,
it.
Okay, all right. Look, I've spent about 10 minutes with this phone, so you put me straight. Is it any good?
Well, the games, they claim that the games are 60 frames per second, I think they claim.
Mm.
And that's not true.
Well, it's hard to gauge exactly how many frames per second. I mean,
they say it's not as smooth as playing it on a PSP or anything. And that's what kind of saying.
I thought the better games were sort of all right. I mean, as a piece of hardware, funny enough, it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, because we were just saying it's smaller than what we thought it was going to be. It doesn't look like someone's just stuck a big screen onto a PSP.
Yeah.
But, so I think
design-wise...
It does look a lot like a PSP Go, though, doesn't it? I mean,
yeah, it does, yeah.
I think the main problem is the little finger, the sort of thumb pads are not amazing. And also the shoulder pads are sort of hidden behind the
screen.
They're
really hard to use, and are quite small. Shoulder pads.
But other than that, it's an okay job. But the whole point of it, obviously, is that you play games on it and there aren't that many games for it.
But it'd be good to... Yeah, there aren't that many. There's not enough for you to think I want that
to just
phone.
Play normal Android games?
I'm not sure, actually.
Yeah, most of the games that are available are normal Android games. And I suppose... I mean, actually, most of them do retain the option of using touch control as well, which Matt, the deputy editor, has used it quite a lot and said he found himself doing that in preference to using the controls.
Because
obviously these games are all optimized for, well, maybe not optimized, but at least originally built for touchscreen control. So I don't know. At the moment, I can't see any particular reason to buy it. But if the PlayStation emulation thing takes off, which so far you can play like Crash Bandicoot, which to me, that is not a great introduction to it. But the hardware's okay. I mean,
yeah, it's better than we thought.
I was expecting something hideous.
Yeah. But
not quite as terrible as we thought.
No, exactly. Not quite indeed. As terrible as we thought.
Excellent. Thank you, Ree. Now it's that time of the month when we examine the new T3 and T3 iPad edition. Do you have? I haven't got one here.
Got one.
Yeah, it's
tell me all about it.
It's a stunning issue. This issue, I think.
Yeah, it's the front cover is a lady in front of a big explosion. And that's really good.
And that explosion actually is live on the iPad issue. When I say live, the iPad doesn't explode. I mean that there's a video of an explosion. It looks awesome on the iPad.
Is the model in the shot as well?
Yes.
In the cover. Arms go
there's a live. There's a live. There's a live cover. And then when you get into the issue,
she's reduced to a cinder before your very eyes. and we've got the Hot 100. That's the main thrust of it. It's about 400 pages long. That was such a lot of work to do. Also, a review of the Motorola Zoom. That's
the
pretty big news.
The
Hot 100,
review.
Everything
you need to know about
which
the iPad 2.
You may be able to see at the Gadget Show Live.
Say again.
Very soon.
The Gadget Show Live. Yeah, you're going to be there, aren't you, Dan?
Yeah, I'm showing off some of the Hot 100.
Excellent.
Obviously, I'm not one of the Hot 100. I just present them.
Well, what, you're Dan? Number one in the Hot 100.
Yeah,
to
you haven't
me,
seen
Dan.
The issue yet, so you might be in there. You never know. My favorite bit is in the new mag is a feature on dead tech we can't forget, which runs down all the things that you can't forget, like teletext. Do you remember that?
I remember that.
Yes.
Football, waiting for the football scores to pop up.
Yeah, exactly.
Teletext.
Doing the quiz when you were ill. I remember doing that.
Yeah, a bit of bamboozle.
Yeah, bamboozle.
Digitizer, the computer games review thing. Yeah. Pretty about 30% of my writing style is basically nicked from Digitizer. So, big props to Digitizer.
Well done. And my favorite one out of them is SodaStream. What's happened to SodaStream?
That's the thing about SodaStream. I'm sure they brought that back.
It makes a comeback every year.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Mickey Rooney or whatever.
It's because lazy journalists, if you send them a press release saying SodaStream's coming back, they forget that last year that they were given a press release saying SodaStream's coming back.
Did you know that if you put Blue Nun in a SodaStream, it tastes like champagne?
A bit. It's a bit more. It's kind of more like Lambrini.
Have you tried it?
No, I've never actually tried it. Mm. I can see how it would work, though. Yeah. I mean, you know, at the end
Apparently.
Of the day, what is champagne if it's not some Blue Nun that's
had
some
bubbles
put
through it? Well, we'll do a taste test next week.
Essentially. Do you want to go through, do you want to have a rundown of the top five of the Hot 100, or would that be...
Go on, then. Give me the top five.
You have to guess them, Dan.
You won't guess them. Well, let's do the top four, because the fifth one is a bit dull.
I'll do the...
We got the... Fortin Music is that. That's Countdown, isn't it?
Yeah, that was the Countdown, so he sung the Countdown.
Yeah, but Countdown wasn't a chart. Countdown was like a clock ticking down when people did anagrams. Completely wrong music. You want the music from Top of the Pops.
What's that?
That was it.
Oh, I do apologise. Well, we've run out of time now, so there isn't... So at number four, in with a bullet, the Sony NGP, or whatever it ends up being called. I'll be amazed if it's actually called that when it comes out. The PlayStation 2, the PSP 2, as normal people will call it. At number three, RIM, BlackBerry Playbook.
Woo!
Oh, yes.
And, this is the exciting bit. Everybody's thinking, T3, so it's going to be the iPad 2 at number one. But no, you are confounded because the iPad 2 is at number two.
Yeah.
Once again, number two, the bad number. So the number one is the Motorola Atrix.
Indeed it is.
Seriously?
Yeah.
It is.
Wow.
Well, it wasn't my first choice, I've got to be honest. But it is interesting because it does
feelings about the phone. I think
thing.
It's a great proof of concept, but...
Yeah.
It's flawed, but as an actual just as a phone, it is brilliant.
Yeah,
I suppose I think the view was like it's hot because it gives it's like a glimpse of what the future could be like or exactly.
Yeah, this is what's coming. Absolutely. Yes, I can see that. Lovely. Well, you can see the entire Hot 100 in this month's T3 and the T3 iPad edition, complete with moving explosions
and there's a microsite.
Oh, and
T3.com/Hot100.
Can you vote for your own?
You can vote for your own by saying hot or not on all the 100 gadgets.
Oh, excellent. Is there also a picture of Duncan semi-naked? Dan.
No, you can just Google that.
Excellent. Well, that is about all for this week. Remember, T3.com does have the latest. T3 is on the shelves and on the iPad. And we're on iTunes every Friday. Till next week, then. I've been Dan Maudsley. And you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.